Time for a little coffee with the coach. Of course, Dunkin' Donuts is the official coffee of the Nashville Predators, and Coffee with the Coach every Thursday morning is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts here on 102.5 The Game. Coach Kevin McCarthy joining us here. Mac, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Well, let me ask you first and foremost, I know you're not going to give us anything on how Ryan Johansson's doing, but I'd like to know just in general, when you see hits like that, the William Carrier hit on Tuesday evening, and I had a chance to talk to Kyle Turris and Cody McLeod about it yesterday, is the goal for you guys just to see consistency from the NHL in terms of how they evaluate these hits, or is it really going to be impossible to kind of to get these types of hits out of the game altogether?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, you know, the focus of the NHL, like, you know, they talk about these things, and they sent out a video to every team prior to the season starting about, what their tolerance level is as far as, you know, hits like that. And, you know, it's clearly stated that, any hit that directly impacts the head, they're not going to tolerate. And, it's interesting because when you watch that hit, especially on replay, like it's, the point of impact is his jaw. And, those are the kind of hits they're trying to get out of the game. And, it's pretty black and white. But, you know, it's interesting because you'll show 10 people that same clip and you'll probably get five different answers. So it's a tough situation. But I just wish they would be more clear-cut. If it's a direct hit to the head, then, they got to make the right call. And eventually, players will understand that.
Yeah, to me, officials clearly missed that in the moment the other night, and it sparked some contention between the two teams, Coach. How about the way your team responded after that, though? It's a 1-0 game. Tensions are high at that moment, but they're, with the stellar play of UC Saros, able to lock things down and get a big 2 points.
Well, it's interesting because, anytime you come off a 5-day break, it's that first game back, as a coach, you're nervous because, here you are, you have one practice under your belt, basically, and you're getting into a game against a team that, who played a game already after the break. So, to me, that's almost like an unfair advantage, when you're going into that situation. But I think that, the guys handled it well. I thought that, especially in the first part of that second period, I thought that we were starting to get back to our game, especially in the first 10 minutes of that period, and then we ran into some penalty trouble. But for the most part, we played a pretty solid game, and obviously UC was outstanding. And, half of their chances, happened on their power play, and, 5-on-5, it was fairly even.
Kevin McCarthy joining us here, Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. And, Coach, you mentioned the penalty kill. You guys had some issues, obviously, early in the season with a lot of penalty minutes there. You seem to have tightened that up a little bit. Obviously, a couple of untimely penalties in the Vegas game, but you killed them off. Are you pleased with the direction the team is going in that department?
Well, it's interesting. We basically tried to reset the button on that and try to, become obviously a more disciplined team. After that Christmas break, we talked to the players about it. We just cannot continue down that road if you want to be successful. And, I thought for the most part, we've done a pretty good job. I think right now we rank seventh in the league as far as taking penalties since that point. But there's always room for improvement. And, I think the biggest thing is if you can hold teams to two power plays a game or less, your chances for success are way better, obviously. And that's been our goal, is to be a real more disciplined team. And, I think a lot of it is it's just interesting because, the standards change from game to game, based on the officials. And you really got to make sure that, you're doing the right things. And the biggest thing for us right now is making sure that we manage our sticks. And, the minute that stick leaves the ice, it's almost like a radar going off in the referee's brain that he's going to look to see what happens from there. So I think keeping that stick on the ice, stick on the puck, has been our mantra for all year. But I think it's hopefully finally sinking in. And like I said, if we can take care of that part of the game, it's only going to improve us overall.
Pecorino has had an all-star first half of the season, so I think it caught some people by surprise that it was UC Saros in goal the other night for you guys. But he's been awesome. He hasn't lost a game in regulation since October, 5-0-3 in that span. He's stopping seemingly everything in his direction. I know it was 98% save percentage when he went down to Milwaukee during the bye week last week. How much can you ride a backup? I know you want to get Pekka in there as much as possible, but when you've got a backup playing the way he is – Are you tempted at all to just ride this hot streak with him at the moment?
I think it's interesting, you know, obviously when you have a combination with Pecs and then Juice together. So, you know, our plan all along was to, you know, was to make sure that, you know, Pecker got the rest that he needed, you know, during that regular season so that he could be fresh for the playoffs. And you know, Ben Vanderklok, our goalie coach, does an outstanding job, you know, with our goalies and making sure that they're both ready to play. And, you know, the plan was going into this game against, Vegas was that Juice was going to go down during that five-day break and play those three games and come back and be game ready. You know, obviously, coming back and, you know, after playing those games, you put him in a position to play exactly the way he played the other night. So it was really good to see, and it's kind of nice when, you know, when that plan, you know, comes to fruition and that, you know, he was able to play the way he did.
Predators back on the ice tonight against the Arizona Coyotes. You got Florida over the weekend, and then the best team in the league, Tampa Bay, coming in next Tuesday, three straight home games. Coach, obviously, Philip Forsberg's still a couple of weeks away. We know Ryan Johansson and Arvidsson, sort of their status up in the air right now. The Kyle Turris line, it obviously got off to an unbelievable start, but now you're asking them to be sort of the top line. Was the Kevin Fiala goal a sign of things to come? Is overcoming adversity just part of the game? What do you tell those guys now that they need to step into bigger roles?
Well, I think the biggest thing is you know, just don't change your game. I think that, you know, they're probably going to see maybe a tougher matchup situation because now you know, you don't have those, you know, the top two lines, you know, for the other teams to deal with. But I think the biggest thing is, you know, we talk all the time, is just making sure we play the right way. And you know, the biggest thing for us is, you know, we've preached it all year, like, you know, defense is the key to success because the better you defend, the less time you spend in your zone, and it allows you to, you know, to get out of your zone quickly and get into the offensive zone, and that's where you want to play. So, you know, nothing's changed that way in regard to how we want to play the game. And I think the biggest thing that we've been preaching, you know, as a staff over the last few months is we got to start generating more shot attempts. I think that, you know, you shoot the puck, you know, from bad angles and situations, it just creates chaos in that offensive zone and forces the other team to have to play, to make decisions after that puck is released. And I think any time that you try to make those cute plays, you know, in the offensive zone and try for those one-and-done plays, it usually turns out that you're wasting energy playing defense. So, you know, the biggest thing for us is making sure that we shoot the puck. That should be our first option, and that creates those second opportunities, obviously.
Points-wise, Arizona's near the bottom of the league, but this is a team that – last year they gave you fits. They just beat you a couple weeks ago out in Arizona in overtime. What are you guys going to be trying to do to get your team's attention going into tonight against the Coyotes?
Well, yeah, I think that, you know, that team right now is, you know, they're a different team than they were at the start of the year. You know, they're getting a little bit healthier now. You know, they're a team that they just made a trade with Chicago, and they got Richard Panik from Chicago who's now fitting in with their top line. So, you know, they're a team that's scrapping away. I mean, they lost in a shootout against San Jose, who's one of the hottest teams in the league right now. So I just think that, you know, when you're playing a team like that, you just got to make sure that, you know, you match that. I mean, you match that team's desperation. And, you know, our goal going in, obviously, before this All-Star break, is we had five games and we were four at home. And, you know, our goal was to win every one of them. So, you know, it's a nice little different. I think Arizona is a team that, you know, their penalty kill is actually, believe it or not, is the best penalty kill since October 31st. They're the top percentage PK team in the league. So, you know, they got a lot of things on the positive side going for them. So we just got to make sure we come out here tonight and establish our game right off the bat.